You're listening to Off Topic with Big Woo and Friends. Streaming live on the Big Woo Radio app. Here's your host, Big
NBA, NFL.
It's game time.
March Madness, BCS. It's Off Topic Sports that's in effect.
It's game time.
That's right, you can't hide. In fact, check who's fake and who's prime time.
It's game time.
Donnie, Bick, Less, and JB. Talking touchdowns, home runs, and deep three. Over and under with JT.
It's game time.
The topic is off, different than most. You can call in, listen, or drop a post. It's Big Woo, and he's your host.
It's game time.
On time, hitting with force. Without further ado, it's Woo and his crew as we welcome you to Off Topic Sports.
Sports. It's game time.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is game time here on Off Topic Sports and Big Woo Radio. Today is Sunday, August 1st is the first day of the month. Hope everybody had a great July month, but we're moving on. It's August now, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Got a lot of catching up to do. We haven't been around for a few weeks, but yeah, it's all good. It's easy to catch up because there's a lot going on in the world of sports. If you want to chime in on any of the topics that we cover today, 704-489-3316. That's the number to call. 704-489-3316. That's how you get in. So thanks everybody listening live on BigWooRadio.com. Everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that search us out on a podcast app on the iPhone. We appreciate that. Please continue to follow us and support us on all of our social media on Big Woo Radio on everything. At Big Woo Radio on everything. Well, I want to welcome in the fellas in the building. Got my man James J.T. Thompson and Pastor Fight is in the building, I do believe. That's who we got. Where are you guys? Oh, there we go. I'm on the wrong screen and everything. Yeah, we got Pastor Fight. We got James J.T. Thompson. Welcome, fellas. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And a couple of things I want to cover today is, of course, the biggest news probably is Russell Westbrook to the Lakers. Olympics, Simone Biles. People are having a tough time with her decision, but get over it. And, of course, NFL is right around the corner. I mean, not even around the corner. It's on the same block. We're looking right at it as we drive through the NFL. But, you know, me personally with the NFL right now, if they keep talking about Tom Brady, I'm just done. I'm just so done. He ain't going to win nothing. And I said it already that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be at best 8-8. At best 8-8. I think they might be even worse off. Because I think the teams are just going to be better and going to be ready for that little bull crap from Tom Brady just standing in the pocket thinking he just throw the ball, just standing in the pocket. Somebody is coming after him. Somebody's coming after him. Yeah, what's good? What's up?
Got some breaking news into the Big Woo Radio email line. Kawhi Leonard has declined the $36 million offer from the Clippers, and it's rumored that he may become a free agent.
What? Well, that is breaking news. Well, thank you for that, JT. Breaking news, Kawhi Leonard turns down the $32 million offer to become a free agent. I wonder where he's going to go. Let's speculate as we go on with the show, but we'll speculate on – let's start in the NBA. Let's start with the Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers. To me, in my mind, that just means it's a done deal for the Lakers to win the championship again. I could be wrong. I doubt it. But I want to find out how the fellas feel about that. We'll start with you, JT. The Lakers – are taking Russell Westbrook. So now it's Russell Westbrook. They got the three-headed monster again in the Lakers. Is this a done deal? I mean, I know the environment in the NBA. I know Giannis is proved that you can win without a three-headed monster, even though they did have a three-headed monster. It's just, not of the caliber of, the normal super teams or whatever that we normally see in. But Giannis did have help, and I know, and there was concerns, with him not actually playing, full teams and stuff. So, what are your thoughts, JT? Will Milwaukee repeat, or is this just a done deal for the Lakers?
Milwaukee repeating depends on what their roster looks like come next year. As far as the Lakers, I definitely believe that Westbrook, to me, is a taller version of Allen Iverson. And anybody knows me know that I'm a fan of Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Westbrook, to me, though, only brings a certain mentality. To me, he's an individual record getter. He doesn't really remind me of a team-oriented guy. I think it a lot depends on their chemistry and how they mesh together. Westbrook coming in, to me, it's a wait-and-see thing. I can't really predict anything on the Lakers until I see how they come together and what kind of chemistry they have between their major superstars, LeBron and AD. In my opinion, the Lakers' success depends on how healthy AD is.
Right.
And I think that will determine their success. But I think it's wide open in the NBA as far as who will be champion next year, because I have an instinct that it's going to be a new champion. I like what Milwaukee did this year. But at the end of the day, everybody will have a full, well, except for the guys that's playing in the Olympics. Most guys will have rest and have time to mend and refresh and get ready. And I think it'll be an exciting season when we get, you know, around to the NBA again.
Definitely going to be an exciting season. I mean, this definitely makes it a must-watch TV in the NBA this year to see with Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, I really believe that he knows what he's getting into with the Lakers. I think he knows the team belongs to LeBron and AD. And I think he knows this is his best opportunity that he's ever had probably in his whole career. Outside of the time when him and KD was together and they blew that 3-0 lead to the Warriors. So I really believe he's going in with a different mindset as far as, you know, numbers go. I think he knows his numbers are solid. He's a Hall of Famer, I believe, whether or not he wins a ring or not. I mean, his Hall of Fame status is cemented. So I think he will get along and play along to win. If he don't, that's his own dumbness. But I believe Russell Westbrook is a smart dude. He knows the situation that he is in now, and the best chance ever is right now for him to win a championship, whether this year or next year. I don't know how long he signed for or what that whole situation is, but if it's 2 years or 3 years or however long, they will or he will get a ring in the span that he's there with the Lakers. And again, it's going to come down to health and what they surround him with in case, you know, LeBron is not healthy, in case AD is not healthy. I really believe that Russell Westbrook can take a team, far enough by himself to win in KD's absence or in LeBron's absence. In both of their absence, maybe not. But if one or two of those guys, if KD or LeBron is out at separate times, I believe Westbrook is enough for them to keep winning, keep going, keep – like LeBron was playing by himself without KD. It was just hard for them to win. But I want to get Pastor Fight's thoughts on this as well. Pastor Fight, is the Lakers the championship a done deal for the Lakers with Westbrook?
No. You just made your team older. The problem that they had last season is a twofold problem. Your team is too old to make a deep run in the playoffs against very physical play. And then on the second side of that, your team is too inexperienced off the bench that if your old stars get hurt, you don't have enough power to make up them getting hurt. So what you've just done is you've aged your team older and made it less experienced. So, yes, on the face of it, you have three all-stars, three future Hall of Famers, three persons that in their own right are going to be forces for the future. The problem with this is that you win round one. You got to win round one in four games. you got to remember this is not the old NBA where the first round is only five games, like a five-game series,
right.
Three out of five.
Right.
So now you got seven-game series all the way through the playoffs. And that's what hurt the Clippers this year. What hurt the Clippers is they went too many seven-game series to make it to the Western Finals, and now you got a depleted team due to injury because you played too long.
Right.
If you would have cut those, if you cut those series shorter, had some more recuperating time, you would have had legs to be able to finish that series. The Lakers, I don't know what they're thinking by trading away a lot of young talent, which some of it I agree with because they weren't productive anyway. So maybe under a different program they can be a little better. But then you gave away the 22nd pick, which we now know the 22nd pick was Isaiah Jackson, then was traded away for the Wizards to load a little bit more. I think they ended up trading for, got Andre, what's his name? I can't remember right now. But, you know, the fact of the matter is I don't think the Lakers did anything to improve their team to make a deeper run into the playoffs because you don't have a bench.
Well, yet, right? I mean, there's still an opportunity to go out and collect some role players, some shooters, and that, you know, because they definitely need some shooters. They don't have any shooters that I can think of right now. But I mean, you get you some shooters, and then what else do you really need? I mean, you got LeBron.
Think about it. You asked me today.
Now,
if you ask me a month from now after they make some changes and we then see the complete roster, then I may have a different opinion. But
right.
Today's roster is not a championship roster.
Well, I'm inclined to disagree somewhat. I think, yes, you know, LeBron is a little older, but we know LeBron is still LeBron and better than most in the league. Anthony Davis, of course, he's got health issues. I don't think he's that old, but I think he's got some health issues that he has to deal with. The Lakers are going to have to actually deal with in his absence. I think Russell Westbrook coming in, older, experienced, but that boy still ball. And I think that's going to be important when it comes down to how the Lakers carry on in the absences of LeBron or KD. Now, both of them at the same time, like I said, that's not going to be good. But I think Russell Westbrook and, for instance, say LeBron James, you know, they play together for and KD's absence. I mean, AD's absence. I believe they still are that team, the top echelon team that can win. They can win opposed to from what they done this past year when, okay, AD was out and LeBron's got to, you know, make it do what it do. And it's just hard to do by himself with the roster they have, with the backups that they have. I'm not going to disagree with you all the way. Go ahead, JT.
Nah, just more breaking news, and it's going to probably go into what we're about to talk about. Chris Paul has declined his offer from the Suns and will become an unrestricted free agent, just like Kawhi Leonard.
Well, yeah, we definitely need to get into that. Now we're talking about, you know, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul. Will they end up in the same place? Or is this going on to combat what the Lakers are doing with Russell Westbrook? Could that be something that, you know, Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard could end up? Where could they end up? I don't really know. I don't have any idea where they could go or where they would want to go unless they're thinking about teaming up in Milwaukee.
According to ESPN, Kawhi Leonard only declined his $36 million player option because he wants to restructure a more long-term deal. He wants a four-year deal max, and he can potentially get a four-year $176.2 million deal or a max deal 5 years worth more than $235 million.
Mm.
So he's playing the long-term game in L.A., it sounds like, as long as L.A. is willing to surround him continually with PG-13 and some other young talent.
So you don't think that'll be a destination for Chris Paul?
No, I don't think so. Chris Paul too old, man. Look, Dame Lillard is still out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just remember, and the Lakers already made their pick. They chose Russell Westbrook. So what would it be like if the Clippers made a deal to keep Kawhi, keep PG, and made a push for Dame?
That would be interesting. That would be, you know, that would definitely help them compete against, you know, whoever comes to play. But, you know, we'll see what the deal is. But Russell Westbrook, I think, changes things for the Lakers, a healthy Lakers team. I think that changes things. I think things will be a little easier for them going forward. All right, let's transition to the, well, I mean, again, let's stick here for a minute with Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. So the Clippers, if they keep Kawhi Leonard, they pick up Dame Lillard. Now I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe the other LA team might want to just hand them the trophy. But to me, anytime there's a LeBron James involved, I got to go with that. I got to go with that team. No doubt about it. I know they added Mark Gasol. Eh. I'm with you on the old part with that. But no role players of note right now. No one that really stands out to be like, oh yeah, he's gonna be a good shooter and he's gonna help him. I mean, you got Jared Dudley. I don't know. Alex Caruso. Still got him. What in the world? But we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Lakers and if they gonna make some noise in the NBA.
Hey, well,
yeah.
I forgot the most interesting news of the week is that Percy Miller, who we all know better as Master P, wants to be the head coach for the New Orleans Pelicans.
The head coach? Has he been a coach? Has he been a coach? Is he coaching somewhere now? Or?
No, not to my knowledge.
Or he just going to take money and buy the position? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Why would they make him head coach unless he's paying a lot of money to be in the spot? Now, if he becomes head coach, it's just like, why would you do that when there's so many more qualified? I know Master P played basketball. I know he played for the Hornets for a little while. I know he played in New Orleans. I know he played ball. But shouldn't you have to, you know, pay your dues and actually be coaching somewhere? At least a assistant coach at best. I'm just throwing that out there. I think he should get that up. Get that whole thing up right there. Let that go, Master P. We get it. You got a lot of money and you can do stuff. But no, he shouldn't be assistant coach. I promise you that. It's not fair. Just from a fairness standpoint. He shouldn't be head coach. They shouldn't give him the head coaching job. There's too many good coaches out there, too many great coaches out there that would be better suited for that position. So, nah, Master P, I love you and everything, but nah, you shouldn't be head coach. All right, let's switch gears. Let's go over to gymnastics because I want to get these brothers' opinion on Simone Biles and the flack that she's been getting for, you know, bowing out gracefully with her team in the Olympics. And people are really, really giving her the business for no reason. My standpoint on this is Simone Biles don't have anything to prove to anyone, especially if you sitting on your couch watching the gymnastics and you have never been in gymnastics. You can't even do a split. You can't even do a cartwheel. And you talking junk about Simone Biles. Let me tell you what Simone Biles has done. She's won gold medals. She's made up her own routine, her own whatever. But anyway, she's doing more difficult things in this game of gymnastics, in this competition of gymnastics than anybody else before her. She's doing stuff that people won't even try to do. And if she say that she not feeling it, then let that be it. Leave her alone. What say you, Pastor Fight?
I completely agree. I mean, first of all, we got to recognize that mental health is something serious. And if she feels as though she wants to step away from the sport to make sure that she is healthy mentally and that her mind is in it, that is perfectly fine. If we rewind the tape back, and this is what I hate about women taking control and making decisions versus men. If we rewind back, Michael Jordan retired the first time because of two reasons. Number one, he felt like he had nothing else to prove. And number two, his heart wasn't in it no more. Let's remember Mike Tyson, when he lost, he said after his losing interview of his when he tried to make a comeback after his first retirement, he said, you know, he don't have the fight in him anymore to do it. You know, he's not that angry of a guy to get in the ring and try to knock somebody out. His mind, his mental capacity is not there anymore. When you compete at the highest level, day in and day out, and are the best at what you do, it is very important that you manage the pressures of your sport, as well as the pressures of your sponsorships, as well as the pressures of your fans who are putting pressure on you, and that can take its toll on you mentally. So her stepping aside, I fully, fully support her. And we need to give her the same respect we've given every male athlete, and especially every white male athlete and black male athlete. We need to give this sister the necessary respect to allow her to deal with her own mental health the way she wants to.
Absolutely. Period and point blank. Period and point blank. JT, what say you?
I think when you perform at a high level, we can't even imagine the pressure of what that is. And for, you know, I got respect for the fact that she was even able to come out and admit that. But my problem is with the people that automatically judge. And I'm like, man, look, and we have people that they're operating high level pressure, and it's not for the faint of heart. So what I say to her is, you really, to me, you don't have anything else to prove. And if, at this stage of your career, you felt like, you know, you were in a state where your mental health became priority, man, kudos to you. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody wouldn't have made, and to me, most people are not going to make that same decision. And I also look at it like this. You're opening the doors up for, you know, young people like Wu's granddaughter to come and pave the way. And take it on over. So I think her even competing, you know, she's done, you know, her just due in the sport. And so why wouldn't we, you know what I'm saying, gracefully and respect, you know, her position, because she's also setting the stage for those that may be feeling, you know, that type of way and just are not bold enough or brave enough to reveal those things and try to go through and experience, you know, failure. So, I mean, I have a mad respect for her, man, and continue to support her.
Absolutely, man. And, I mean, speaking of the Olympics, the I'm just so proud of the USA and these kids going over there, these men and women going over there and showing up and showing out, man. I mean, we lead, the United States lead in the medal count, 59 overall medals. China is second with 51. So, doing a thing, and under the pressure, under the duress of, you know, the virus that's going on, and knowing that Japan ain't really doing all that they should be doing to make sure people are safe. But, you know, I know Kevin Durant came out and was talking about how, you know, they felt safe because of what, you know, the USA was doing on their part to try to make sure that they were, you know, safe and doing their thing and making sure these people can compete safely. So kudos to the United States for going over there and showing out. Simone Biles is one of them. I mean, if you mad at her because she calls her team to get second place in the world, then you got a problem. There is a problem with you. But she even herself didn't even, you know, want to be the reason why they lose. So she bowed out. Kudos to her. Good for her. I'm not feeling very well right now. My mouth is hurting for whatever reason, and talking is actually is a problem for me right now. It may not sound like it, but I'm having some problems right now. So JT, I'm gonna get you to do your over and under, and I'm gonna get you guys out of here. You all right with that, man?
Yeah, I'm with it, man. I got one.
All right, let's get to the over and under, JT.
Is it over? Is it under? It's time for JT's Over Under. Over Under. Over Under. Over Under. Over
Under. All right, JT, tonight's Over and Under is brought to you by Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. Come through, tell them Big Woo sent you from Big Woo Radio, and you'll get you a nice little discount. And don't forget, August 7th, Soulful Saturdays, my man Jonathan Coleman, Blacktopia Society, and Tammy Thomas, Tiffany Sunshine Brown, and our own poet JT will be in the building for your entertainment pleasure. So check it out, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. Get your tickets at Eventbrite for the Soulful Saturday, my man poet JT. JT, what you got for us on the Over Under today?
All right, man, I'm keep it simple. Over and under, will it be a disappointment if the USA basketball team doesn't medal gold? Will it be a disappointment, over or under?
Pastor Fight, we'll go with you on that one.
Yes, sir. You know, this is the United States of America. This is home of the dream team. This is home of the greatest league in the world. When you are aspiring to play basketball, you're aspiring to play and make it from whatever country you're in to America to play in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah.
So for the best league that should produce the best players, should win the world championship, period.
I'm all about it. I'm with you on that all day long, Pastor Fight. I just can't fathom. I know people are gonna say every year they get better and better overseas because, you know, we've been over, you know, we've been teaching them and they've been learning and whatever. I don't care, man. If you know, when you're the best in the world, you need to go and show you the best in the world. I know it ain't easy for the U.S. team to go there and just dominate like they did back in the day. You're not going to dominate these teams because they're watching film and they're playing all year round. You know, they all year round over there, and they're playing, they're learning, they're practicing, they're preparing for this because that's what they do is Olympics, you know, Olympics basketball. But we gotta go in and shut it down and show that what we made of. Are they being threatened, JT? Is there a reason why? Because I heard that they lost. I didn't really follow it, but I hadn't seen the game. But I heard that they lost not too long ago. Is that right?
Yeah, they lost in the preliminary, but now they have Spain. Now they're in the middle. The medal round. So Spain is up first. I mean, they're going to be challenged each game, but the expectation is they're supposed to go. They're supposed to win, you know, gold. And I think anything less than that is a disappointment.
Well, yeah, if anything less than that, if anything less than a gold, then you can't call yourself the best in the world no more. You can't call your best, you can't call NBA players the best players in the world anymore. You can't do it. You're just not going to be able to do it.
Well, Spain, in my opinion, Spain does present the toughest challenge for this team. I give my hat off to, oh, Lord, I forgot his name, coach of the Spurs. You skip me that fast.
Popovich.
Yes, I take my hat off to Pop because he made a starting lineup change. And ever since he made that starting lineup change, it has really produced a better team. And this Spain team has more NBA players on it. They have Paul Gasol, Marc Gasol, Sergio Rodriguez, Rudy Fernandez, Ricky Rubio, are all on this team. So you're playing against, you know, some talent that you played against already in the NBA, and some are NBA champions themselves. So when you now take two teams, whoever comes out of this unscathed, I think America still has more depth than, you know, I think the starting five is going to be pretty much equal. It's going to come off the bench of America that's going to have to put them over the top.
All right. So we'll see what happens. But again, I mean, all the people that you named on Spain, you know, kind of second and third tier players in the NBA. Well, they're considered, you know, that's what they're considered anyway. But after this, you know, if they win, they take it all. You can't consider them second tier players no more. I mean, when you got the likes of Kevin Durant, you know, he's playing. So you need to step it up. Get it together, boys. We got to dominate over them. But I think the days of dominating is long gone. Yeah, JT.
We got to pay kudos to our guy, former primetime player, guy Terrell Smith. Team 23 has advanced to the championship game Tuesday night for the $1 million against Bohem's Army, the Syracuse team.
Yeah.
They will play for the championship and the $1 million on Tuesday night.
Wow.
I believe at 8 p.m.
Ain't that something? Shout out to Terrell Smith. That boy bad, too. That boy, he can shoot the lights out the ball. And he's just a hawk on that ball, man. He's a great defender. He's a great shooter. And so I wish him the best, man. I wish he was still playing with Primetime. But we definitely wish him the best with his new team, Team 23, and see if they get it done. That would be awesome to be able to, you know, get him on after they win and get an interview with him after they win. So – We'll keep an eye out.
He did say, I spoke with him this afternoon. He did say, hey, get it done Tuesday night, that he would definitely be willing to come on next Sunday and do an interview with us.
Well, yeah, I mean, whether they get it done or not, man, it's still quite the accomplishment. And so we should just get him on anyway, win or lose, man, just to talk to him about the experience and what's like on that journey and staying focused and all that. So. Yep, so, yeah, I'm going to have to get out of here, y'all, and we will definitely talk next Sunday. Hopefully I'll be in a better position than I am right now. But, again, thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com. Follow us on all of our social media at BigWooRadio on everything. On behalf of Pastor Fights, Donis Donnie Martin, James J.T. Thompson, Big Les, and everybody in the Big Woo Radio family, I'm going to leave you with my man, Poet JT Love 2.0. Check him out August 7th at Water Bean Coffee. This is Big Woo, Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
The most incredible feeling and emotion at an all-time high. If it's a dream, don't wake me up. To feel it is to know it. When you deeply in it, striving for forever and always, infinity will be the cherry on top. Before God, saying those vows and dedicating our lives to be together as one, always through thick and thin, sickness and health, the great, the understanding, the unexpected, the obstacles, no matter what, I promise to love you always. Love incredibly and passionately. Love always. Poet JT.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.